Giddy up. Come on. Come on, get up.
They rode out of the scattered junipers now and followed a long, grassy bottom toward distant hills. Chick was remembering a canyon north of their route where cliff dwellers had built their houses under the overhang of the cliffs. It was something to remember. If he could get Gene Buck away, it would be only the beginning. They were almost 500 miles west of the Texas line. He could only guess at the exact distance. Once he got her away, if he could, he would have to exercise jurisdiction with a six-shooter and a Winchester. Several times when he looked up, he caught Bob Hess staring at him, eyes ugly with hatred. Eberhardt and Casper seemed to have no great interest in him, but Jake Murray was a morose, silent man who went through life with a chip on his shoulder. Several of the killings for which he was known had simply resulted from minor slights that many a man would have passed over. He was extremely touchy. Hess might bring danger upon him, but it was Jake Murray and John Queen whom he would have to face at the showdown. The little cavalcade wound around the hills, in and out of the pines.
Easy. Whoa.
Queen saw an antelope.
Fresh meat.
He made a beautiful shot. The antelope leaped straight up, then fell dead. But with the report, Gene's horse bounded as if shot from a gun and broke into a dead run. Instantly, Beaudry put spurs to his horse and went after her. It was a thrilling chase, but the roan was simply too fast for the paint. And closing in, Beaudry seized the bridle.
Whoa, 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 whoa!
It was a chance. They were off in the lead and might escape. He glanced back. Murray and Queen were sitting with their rifles up and ready.
Not a chance. He'd nail us just like he did that antelope.
She was staring at him with angry eyes.
This is the chance I've been waiting for!
You wouldn't have a prayer. Now tell him your horse ran away with you and act the same way you have up to now. I'm a Texas Ranger.
Hope leaped into her eyes, then sank into sullenness as she tried to assume her old manner. Chick held her bridle and waited for the other men to come up.
Ooh, ooh.
Lucky you stopped her, Shep. She might have been killed.
Queen looked at the girl sharply.
How does it feel to be rescued? Doesn't that make Shep here a hero?
No hero would ride with a bunch of low-down thieves and murderers.
If it was me, I'd slap those words right down her throat. It ain't you, Hess. I like the gal's spunk.
Beaudry's black eyes missed nothing. Queen was a shrewd judge of character, and Chick was sure the man suspected him. Also, he knew that every mile they put between themselves and Texas made the task more difficult.